Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
We then said, all right, ready for food now. And when we said to the waitress, oh, can we see the menu? She said, oh, no, we're not doing food till tomorrow.
Oh, no!
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever bought chocolate rice cakes for your diet, but eaten 1,000 calories of them in one go. Hang on. You bought me chocolate rice cakes the other day. And I can confirm I did eat them all in one go.
Yeah.
Then this so is nice. The podcast you need. Joe's a bitch. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Joe.
Chocolate and orange.
Chocolate orange. Yeah, one of my five a day.
Rice cakes from Tesco's are freaking delicious.
Oh, they are. But there are 600 calories worth if you eat all six in one go.
Sure.
And that's what I did. And Victoria, hi.
Hi.
Let's start with our first update this week, and it's from Victoria.
So the time has come to go back to group and to get weighed on official scales. I think I was a bit ambitious last week and agreeing to go to group to get weighed after a birthday weekend. When I say that I have overindulged, I think that would be putting it politely. So I'm going to weigh myself now on my home scales, and I'm going to see how they compare to official scales and see what the damage is. I am back. I have stepped on those scales, but I do have some solid evidence for you now, though. And that is that home scales do count. And they count because the number that I saw when I stepped on the scales here at home is the exact same number that I saw on Slimming World scales.
Ooh.
So, if we look on the past week, I have put on £4, which is justified 1,000,000% after everything that I have consumed this weekend. However, I weighed myself on Friday morning, and if I look at that, I have put on £6, which is just crazy. Half a stone, basically, in a weekend. I mean, I think I did my birthday well, if that is the case.
I think we just need to give a round of applause. Like, that is, I mean,
that's like being on an all-inclusive.
Yeah. 2 days. 2 days. That's it. That was it.
What was involved in those 2 days?
Oh, everything, Katie. I can't even. Oh,
cakes.
I'm still eating cake. I've still got birthday cake. I'm still eating cake now, which is becoming a bit of a problem. Lots of drink, lots of chocolate. I mean, I even consumed an Easter egg. Easter egg on birthday weekend.
Nice.
There was nothing that I didn't have. And we had made our own like antipasti tapas board for dinner. So all the cheeses, all the meats and... Oh, I mean, it was great. It was really, really great. But yes, my first weigh-in back on official scales did give me basically half a stone gain.
That's it's so unfair that you can put that on in a weekend and yet you can't freaking lose it in a weekend.
No, it's going to take me a really long time because I weighed myself this morning and I'm exactly the same. And that was 2 days ago. So this water weight that everyone is telling me that I've put on and it won't count, it'll be the alcohol, it'll be all the salt. Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be great if that could start getting out of my system now. That would be really, really nice.
How was going back to Slimming World?
Oh, it was weird. It was really weird after so long, but you know, nothing's ever without a hitch, so I had to rejoin because my card wouldn't work. But I have been told that I can keep all my numbers, which would be nice because I do actually have evidence of losing 4 stone.
Yeah.
So I would like to keep that. So yeah, stepped on the scales and I was really surprised actually to see the same number that I had seen half an hour previously on my living room floor.
I do remember when we went back after the last lockdown and I weighed in, the group leader's scales were 1 pound lighter than my home scales. So home scales do count. This is the absolute evidence.
I think they do. And I vaguely remember actually when I went back, and I'm sure that they were the same then. And I'm sure if I listen back, I'll be able to find the evidence. But yeah, home scales, they count. So I've just paid a rejoining fee to join something and I can weigh myself at home and it be the same.
See, I felt bad because we kind of like convinced you last podcast to go and get weighed.
Into it. Let's not bullshit about it. You made me do it.
No, you said you'd be slimmer of the week if you could go into the group. Anyway, so yeah, so that was the reason why. But the thing was as well, so you did that, which is all kudos to you. And I was kind of like, well, should I go? Should I not go?
No, don't do it. No, don't do it.
You've just proven to me there's absolutely no fucking point because I ain't doing a Zoom.
Yeah, but you have to remember, Katie, it's lighter than your home scales. Well, by a pound,
I've got a pound in the bag, so go. I just knock a pound off every time I get weighed.
I'll keep going for a few weeks. I think I might keep going until I get this bastard 4 stone award so I can actually get my certificate after a year.
Absolutely.
And then maybe I'll just stick to home scales. But I thought, yeah, that was quite interesting. All this time we've said that they don't count, and indeed they do.
So why are we going Slimming World anymore, everyone?
I mean,
because
why are we?
Really, for most people, home scales don't count.
They do.
But I am struggling, like, because you know when you have a couple of days off, it's really hard to then get back into it, and I'm kind of on that bit at the moment where I'm just like, oh, do I have to log this? Do I? Can I get away from another day?
And
you kind of do have to log it all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's getting back into that routine again.
But you have to also stick to a plan. Just because you're writing it down, let's say that before we hear from Katie.
That's still calorie counting. You're still counting how many calories you're eating.
I mean, I definitely did not want to know how many calories I consumed over the weekend. Definitely not.
Well, well done on 6 pounds. That's belting.
Thank you.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Well done, love.
We'll see if it's off when I go back to group on Monday morning again.
Yes.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. Caroline has sent this one in. She says, one of my fellow members has come up with a great excuse. She is driving to see family tomorrow and she's worried about getting hungry on the drive back and may have to stop at a service station for food. Not her fault if the food is off plan. The consultant suggested taking something from home with her, but apparently, and I quote, there won't be any room in the car.
That is unbelievable. That you've got the balls to say that. There's no room in the car for a sandwich. Like an
or like a little
salad.
Box of muffins, like the, you know, the Cineworld muffins.
Sure. Oh, that's great.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Save your calories, sins, points, because you have to eat biscuits on this call and you have to drink alcohol too. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you sent us this last week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Laura Scheibert says, I'm getting my hair cut this week. Really hoping it helps on the scales. Wow, it has been a long time.
It has. I was watching like a news article the other day where people were like booking in to get their hair cut and the floor just looked like a load of sheep had been sheared. In his father's, just because there's so much, and that has to amount to something. That's got to weigh something.
It really does.
Molly Bumble says, last week Katie was talking about buying a box of 48 cream eggs. It reminds me of a story. In a moment of weakness, I spotted a bargain box of 48 cream eggs and I purchased them without even thinking. I then proceeded to teach all day at school and completely forgot what I'd done. That evening, when the dispatch email comes through, I turned to my other half to confess. He said, oh no, you didn't order the full box of 48, did you? Well, great minds think alike. Cut to 96 cream eggs being delivered to our house the next day. We now have a rule, 5 box maximum.
Wow.
But if that was me, I would have have to have gone to the shop then and bought another four just to have a solid 100 star.
Yeah. God, that's an Instagram picture and a half.
Also, she's a teacher, so she can hand them out in class. Yeah. Like, that's
no mention of that weirdly.
Yeah. Ruth says, children having chocolate is by far the worst part of parenting. For Easter, my daughter always gets a little present because her birthday and Christmas are the same week. This year, she asked for a book. She said, I don't want many Easter eggs because I forget I have chocolate, then it goes off. She still has 18 normal bars and 11 share bars left over from birthday / Christmas.
Oh my God.
If it wasn't for the fact that she's got my eyes, mouth and attitude, then I would be seriously questioning if I was her mum. This is the same
what
in our
kid
house.
Has that much chocolate?
Well, Noah, my eldest, like, is just not that arsed. He's dead skinny like a beanpole. And he only eats A when he's hungry and B, healthy stuff.
Can't relate to that.
Exactly. But also, like, this bloody chocolate business, like, he is the one who had the 48 cream eggs. It's still half a fucking box left.
Wow.
What am I meant to do?
I don't know. Send them to his nan?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tell him to send them out at school.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
SKSK1 on Insta says, holy crap. My group is starting to weigh this week. I just started to really panic. Then I realised I was still in New Zealand and wouldn't have to go. So another Easter egg instead. That's a really good, that should be excuse of the week. I'm in New Zealand, I can't possibly make it.
I love how you just forget that for like one split second.
Yeah. We're all so scared of going back, that's why.
Sarah James says, I just had my last Mackey D's till I reached Target. For the 10th Sunday in a row.
And Patty Hill says, you've been asking us to vote for our favourite stickers to be given away. How about write when you bite, scribble when you nibble, or pick when you lick? Pick when you lick.
Picture.
Oh, right. So, I thought I was talking about something else.
Well, she did mention your other podcast, Sex Pots, when she messaged us in. Could double up for both.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive the sticker you voted for, which is the No Shame in Again sticker.
Yes! What are they going out for?
Yeah, Paul. I'm going to do a redesign.
Sure.
Really?
You still owe us birthday cards too. They need to be redesigned.
Am I still going to be blonde on it, or do I get a new avatar yet?
Oh, lovely. Good question, Victoria.
You need to speak to the artist.
Which is who?
Yeah, you?
No,
yeah,
I'm not
okay.
doing the artwork.
Fucking hell. What are you doing
Jesus.
Then?
Jesus.
You've taken a quarter of this profit of this podcast.
Yeah. But if you are a fan of producer Paul, you won't be for long because we've got a story about him coming up later in the Wankest.
I'm excited.
You won't be. I'll tell you, Victoria. You just wait, darling. You just wait.
Right, let's move on to our next update. And it's from Joe.
I have got to be thankful for the fact that my leader does not want to go back. So I still am without a leader, I am without a consultant, I am without a group. Tomorrow I am out because you can go and eat out now, can't you, if there's a garden or pub garden or whatever. So we're going out tomorrow and then I've got a week off, which will involve us eating out many times because you've got to make the most of it. You've got to put that money back into the economy. You've got to do it, guys. I've had a look at the menu for tomorrow and the choice I've got are sourdough stone-baked pizzas.
Nice.
They'll be sin-free. Or fish and chips. So it's looking good.
Nobody wants to take you on. Nobody wants to be your leader. I just find out the best news.
So rude. Just because there's only one person left in the group.
What are you going to do, Joe? Like, have you decided what to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go back when they've got me a group.
Finally got a leader. Joe's got three more leaders than the majority, but than I have, and then I've been to several groups in the last year.
It's because we all do so well at that group. They've got nothing left to do. So they leave. I think that must be what it is.
How many were on your Zoom this week? Because last week, if you remember, it was Joe and the leader, and that was that.
Oh, and she referenced it too.
No, she did not.
She did.
Oh my God.
She said, how lovely was it to have a one-to-one with Joe? Like,
wow, how embarrassing.
Yeah, it was horrible. And there were seven of us this week, which is not bad.
Do you think they started secret messaging each other saying that? What a sad bitch.
Yeah, 100%. Because I would have done if it was anyone else.
Did what's your friend called? Is it Ange?
Angie.
Did she turn up this week?
Yeah, she turned up. Yeah, I'm still to reprimand her. I'm going to do it to her face when we go for coffee. It's much more fun. Yeah, she did turn up. And I, in fact, couldn't look at her while this chat was going on because I didn't tell her that I was the only one.
Oh my God.
I never
God.
Even told her. So the first time she found out that I was just by myself was on that call. Yeah, she 100% will still be laughing.
Yeah. We all are, to be honest.
We all are, yeah.
So you went out to eat out for the first time yesterday.
Yesterday. Interesting story. So we go down to the pub and I'd already written the day off diet-wise.
Oh, yeah, because there's no point being on plan for... you know, two-thirds of that
course.
Day. Not at all.
It feels crazy. So went down, ordered a glass of white wine. Mm-hmm. Still classy, thank you. I ordered a glass of white wine. And then when we were just having a drink, it was in the sunshine. It was so beautiful. Aww. Lots of people around, all social distancing, whatever. We then said, all right, ready for food now. And we'd been really waiting all day. I think I'd decided to go fish and chips.
Okay.
Boyfriend was going to go pizza. And when we said to the waitress, oh, can we see the menu? She said, oh, no, we're not doing food till tomorrow.
Oh, no.
So we'd built it up all day. This was it. Big night out. This is going to be ace.
Yeah.
And,
oh, no.
Yeah, no food.
So you went home and cooked yourself a sin-free curry?
I almost did that. Oh, yeah. Instead, we ended up at KFC.
Great alternative.
And I had the Tower Burger.
Okay. Lovely.
Which involves the, chicken fillet burger. Mm-hmm. With a hash brown on top.
Oh my God.
That's my favourite one. I love that one.
I've never had it before.
I've never had this.
It was well into it. And then a tomato sauce, cheese.
Yeah.
Lettuce, obviously.
Salad.
Not stupid. And then I had large fries and, of course, the greatest of all the gravies in the land, the KFC gravy, to dip it all in.
Now I really want a KFC.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I didn't check. I don't know what the calories are.
No, you don't bother.
But
I mean, don't. No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, I never got my phone on me. I could have checked it now.
No, let's not check. Let's all be friends.
Okay. I really want one now.
Yeah, it was really nice. I'd never had
Tower
it before.
Tower Burger.
Mm. You've got to get large fries with it. Because the thing is, going small fries at KFC feels crazy because that's not enough to dip in the pot of gravy.
No.
In fact, I still had some left. I had to drink it at the end.
Oh, God, Joe.
It's so good. I could drink it anywhere. Yeah, I could have it as a drink.
Yeah.
It's my favourite ever gravy. It's so gorgeous.
And you never want to know what's in it.
I don't want
to
know.
It's actually, best to know, especially if I've seen some things, very questionable things, and it is...
Yeah, there are. And essentially, I mean, I won't say what I've been told is in it in case it's a lie and slander. And they've got money to take us on. So I won't do that. But I don't care.
No, because it tastes
so I don't care
good.
What's in it. I don't care how they get to it. I don't give a shit because it's whatever they do, keep doing it.
Oh, if KFC want to sponsor this podcast, I'm well up for this. And their gravy. Brought to you with KFC
gravy. It's not a diet podcast.
What?
It's not a diet podcast.
How dare you? It's the greatest of all the gravies. And if anybody has... If you're listening to this podcast now and you have not tasted KFC gravy...
You've not lived.
You've got a week to do it and report back.
In fact, that's this week's task. So everyone who listens to this podcast has got to go and get a KFC.
Yeah. Are you going to do that then, Katie? And you
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Even if it's just the gravy, get it, drink it, send us a photo. It's that good. It's that good. Oh, I kill for that thing.
So now you can go and have all the KFC because you're off next week.
Yeah, I'm off next week, off work.
Off for diet next week as
well? Yeah, I mean, obviously I'll be on some sort of a plan days. But we have booked out to eat out at some restaurants that do serve food. That's a win.
Serving food.
I'll be doing what I do on holiday, which is eat and drink.
Pain au chocolat.
Which is pain au chocolat.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This has come from Anonymous on Insta. I would like to nominate a fellow internet user for Hero of the Week. I saw this doing the rounds. It says, contactless food delivery has really allowed me to become a disgusting, shameless food gremlin. And I'm not sure I can ever go back. I get them to leave my feast on the porch and then leave due to COVID. They'll never know how many people the food is for.
So good.
That's a fair point, actually. Yeah. Point.
It's such, if you do that, you are a hero. Yeah. If you just order like enough food for 10 people and then shout through the door, self-isolating. Just leave it there.
I bet many people have done this as well.
Yeah. We are self-isolating.
We are. Oh, yeah. Get really practice that. Get it right.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Right, let's get the next update on the podcast, and it's from me.
Week on week, I've had a maintain, which, whatever, fair enough. It's a week after Easter. There's still chocolate in the house, which definitely wouldn't have been the case had I been on other diets. In the last week, which I've been off for, I have gone over on my calories on more than one occasion, because there's been lots of treats in the house and alcohol has been involved as well. All the alcohol's gone. I'm back at work now and back into that routine. There was a little minor hiccup earlier. For many hours today, we've been without power. That's because the men outside are digging up the road and trying to fix a problem. That doesn't look like it's going to be fixed anytime soon. So it might be that I can't cook this evening, in which case options are McDonald's, Chinese, Subway, fish and chip shop, because they've all got their power and just we haven't.
Half past five.
A quick one though. So every time that I've said I've maintained, you've accused me of putting at least £2 on. So is that to be correct now?
In fact, we want a sticker, don't we, called maintain equals lie or something. Something snappier.
So really, you've put way on, haven't you? You can tell us. We're all friends.
Sorry. That's terrible studio etiquette, Paul. And that's not the thing we'll be slagging him off for. We will be slagging him off for something very different to that before the end of this podcast.
No, it was a maintain. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a maintain. Because of course home scales do count.
Do they? Interesting.
But when I looked, because they said to maintain, you have to eat what you would eat your calories wise to just sort of like survive. So in my metabolism, I burn just over 2,000 calories a day, but I put myself in a 600 calorie deficit. So over that week, I'd eaten over 600 calories more each day than I should have done.
Easy done.
So that's
a few bags of crisps.
I was trying to prove the science. Obviously, if you eat that, that's what will happen. You will maintain. Yeah. So in the interest of science, that night I had McDonald's.
Did you?
But that's all right. But you can track that though, and that can be part of your calories for that day. So that's fine.
Yeah, that was part of my calories days, but then so was everything else that I put in there.
Yeah, we've got to really establish that just because you put stuff in an app doesn't mean you stick into a plan.
No, but all it means is you have to hold yourself accountable.
Oh, God.
Seeing this. hold yourself accountable. So I'm holding myself accountable by putting this in my. But then, you, yeah, I mean, if you don't eat your calorie deficit, then obviously you don't lose weight. There we go.
Like you and I, like one extreme to the other. Like we both like absolutely demolish all the calories. You log them, and I'm just in complete denial about it.
The thing that I noticed from your clip there, Katie, was this phrase: "All the alcohol has gone."
Oh yes,
I've never got to a stage in my house where all the alcohol is gone.
We aren't big drinkers.
No, so it doesn't sound like it.
No. So, but you know when you, so when I start, when I, if I'm off from work for holiday, which is what I was last week, I'll buy something in. So that could be like a bottle of wine or it could be like a bottle of gin. So what tends to happen is it gets opened on that Friday when I break up from work. And until it's gone,
you just keep going.
Like some days last week, obviously wasn't going anywhere and doing anything. Like get to 4 o'clock and I was like, just fancy a gin.
Oh, wow, lovely.
So I did. That is a lovely every life. Day. Literally
and it reminded
every day.
Me of lockdown one life because that's yeah. what was happening earlier and earlier. But yeah, all the alcohol is gone now. Don't have to resort back to that. So yeah. But I've still not been 100% this week. Again, like what? I just can't get my head in it again.
If you really have maintained and that's not a lie, then yeah.
But I've maintained and actually that's good going, to be honest, from overindulging. Oh, I don't know. We'll...
is the edge coming off the CC life?
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on.
No, because I'm still enjoying the pizzas. So it's just everything else I'm having with them.
Victoria, are you still doing CC?
Well, I mean, I was up until Friday and then I've not gone a single calorie since. But today's a new day. I am going to try and log them today.
Also, we have committed to this plan for a year. Like, I've bought a year's subscription to NutriCheck, so I need to make sure I'm using
I need
this.
To last at least a month because I think I'm only a month in at the moment and I just
sounds very much
longer.
Like a shine has come off it, though. Ladies, if you want to come back to Slimming World Plan, you know where I am.
Well, you're hardly following it, though, are you?
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. But we do have a new plan that we can all try this next week.
Do we?
Isn't that the producer Paul plan?
Oh, let's slag him off.
Oh, what's
let's
this?
Do it. Let's right. do it now. Paul, do you want to tell the story?
What, about me being very ill on Monday?
Sure. What
seriously ill, Victoria.
Right. Like,
you won't hear me complain about it because, you know, I'm strong
I mean,
silent
you did,
type.
Victoria.
sure.
I was being sick from 3 a.m. Monday morning, was being sick all day, couldn't keep anything down, still came to work, obviously, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Selfish. Selfish.
Yeah, I mean, but weren't you putting people, like, at risk of catching whatever you had?
Well, yeah, great.
It turns out it was food poisoning, but I'm that essential to the radio
right.
station.
Sure.
This place wouldn't operate without me. People
right.
And then it just happens that I thought I would just step on the scales yesterday morning after making a miraculous recovery because my body's so powerful. Turns out in that one day I lost 8 pounds.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, whatever.
There you go.
Right,
that is the reaction of every woman in my life.
Well, okay. Right, the thing is, right?
I put on six.
You put
in
six.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's so.
Six in 2 days. I came into work yesterday and I said to him, "How are you feeling?" And his first words were, "I've lost 8 pounds."
Yeah, what a twat.
And then today I came in and said, "Are you all right?" So I said, "Yeah, I feel thin today."
Did he?
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
What a dickhead. Paul, that's, you know that we're all trying to lose weight. We
sure,
have
yeah.
been for, let's call it, some time now. Right, you produce this podcast.
Yeah.
Why have you told us that information?
Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, you're people that care about me and want to, you know.
No,
know that I'm
no,
doing
not
well.
Really. No.
8 pounds.
It'll all go back on, though. Once you start eating properly again, it'll all go back on.
Yeah, that's the news we want to hear.
I can't see it. To be honest. I think I can maintain this.
This is such a typical man. Yeah. I don't lose weight when I'm ill.
I don't. You were clearly not as ill as I was on Monday.
Oh, right? Yeah. There we go.
Hate messages to the usual channels, please. We will make sure.
Yeah, we don't want any sympathy. No sympathy messages, please. Just pure hate.
No, fuck that.
Absolutely
no.
Absolutely not.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's coming from Becky Lou. She says, "I need to nominate my boyfriend for least supportive diet partner this week. He has outdone himself. He works for a bakery and quite often comes home with little freebie treats." Oh, I need one of these.
Yes.
Last weekend, they had two pallets worth of hot cross buns. The staff could help themselves too. So naturally, he brought home 12 packets.
Oh my God.
That's not a typo. It was 12. I managed to fob 8 packets to family members, and the prick came home the next day with another 4 packs. The worst bit is the fucker doesn't even like them. That's left me with 6 packets to eat.
And how many did you get? 4 or 6 in them?
The 6 is in them, yeah.
Yeah, and the calories or the sins or the points in a hot cross bun are they, about 11 sins? It's for an average.
A couple of hundred calories, aren't
about 200
they?
Calories, yeah.
Right. Fucking hell. Because they're so nice.
Oh, you can't get them now. It's like, that's
you
now
can.
Gone.
Becky's got them.
Oh, yeah. Right, there we go, Becky. We'll take some off your hands,
she
Becky.
Could sell them on the black market. She'd get better.
Yeah. Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Philippa says, OMG, it's happened. I went to a brunch and saw a lovely basket of bread, went to load up, but stopped at one piece, having Joe's power of one ring in my ears. Well, lovely. Round of applause, please, for that.
The power of one.
Just had 2 huge bowls of pasta with salsiccia sauce, though. But hey, it's a start.
Well, that contradicts itself, because she's had 2 bowls of pasta.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, and only one piece of bread is good enough
for
me.
She was probably better off having 2 slices of bread than just the 1 bowl of pasta.
Oh, now you've downgraded. You're trying to downplay the bloody power of one.
Really? Oh, because I've always been such a supporter of it. David Evans, who is admin on our community page, said, I go back to work tomorrow, and the only thing that seems to fit me is my shoes.
Oh, God. That's so horrible. There's so many people.
So many.
Scarves and ties will fit you too.
Yes.
Sarah Brown says, so if you have a perfectly good fakeaway planned and the other half has a decent win on the horses and orders you both a takeaway and beers, still got the same /sins calories as the previously mentioned fakeaway, right?
Sure.
Obviously. Yeah, it's free in every sense of the word if you paid for it with winnings.
Absolutely right.
Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive
no shame in a game
sticker. Yes. Right, let's time to crown Slimmer of the Week this week. Victoria was Slimmer of the Week last week because she said she'd go and get weighed, and she did go and get weighed.
She
congratulations
did.
To
thank
her.
Thank you.
Well done.
Unfortunately, that means you can't qualify for Slimmer of the Week this week, although you would have won it for gaining £6 in a day.
I think I should win it again, though, because I did actually go to a group as well, and I think that just shits on both of you.
Really? I would have gone, but did not have the option.
I had no intention of going. So.
I mean, this is really tough, because I don't think either of you should get it, to be honest.
Well, I mean, at least I know I would have gone if I'd have been allowed.
I mean, that is true. You are still sticking to the group, the Zoom groups. I will give you that. Yeah. But you are going to be off work for a week, and we both know you are not going to stick to a single plan at all.
No.
So for that reason, Katie, at least you might do something with this. So you are this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you very much.
Well
I'll
done
accept
with,
that
your lie, with your lie of a maintain.
My maintain.
Well done.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.